Hello, lovely listeners, and good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, everyone. And we're back with one Hot Holes mini podcast. It's our Friday. Friday!
That was kind of quiet when you said it's one harmonic whole, which is WHOLE. Yesterday I saw it somewhere where something got transcribed for us, Kim, and it was one harmonical. Which I thought was also a very good name, but just happens to not be the name of what we're doing.
Sometimes I talk fast and I mumble. I will own that.
We all do.
So, what was brought up in my forefront today was the word love. And how there are times where I will say, love you to people. And I truly do love those people. Like, I feel like I am sending true heartfelt energy of love to these people. And then I have a family member who would prefer me and herself and others to say, I love you. And that's always sat with me as I reserve that I love you to say my husband and my children, like my very, very closest, even primarily it goes directly to my husband. And then a lot of times my kids, it varies. I'll do I love you. I really try to do I love you. Sometimes love you come out. But as Jill and I were talking, this has to do a lot with how we're raised. And how were we told I love you, or we were told I love you, or were we not told that anybody loved us?
Right, the way we were raised, that is the power of beliefs and experience, that combination. So imagine little Kim, right? She's doing her stuff. She's like four. That's what I mean by little Kim. She's like four, doing her stuff. Okay. When you're children who haven't been substantially messed with, okay, it's really good that even a 4-year-old could have had a lot going on. But let's just say, there's been stuff going on, but Kim is still pretty untouched and just in who she was born to be. You're doling out love everywhere you go. But you're also like not doling out I love you or love yous. It's just love. And then life happens, training happens, cultural beliefs, family beliefs, generational beliefs, and you start like attuning yourself to those things, and then you start, you, Kim, all of us. Listeners here, we start to find our pattern with it. How do I want to do this? And we tend to use that, in particular, childhood experience as the guiding light of how to figure this out. If you had loads and loads and loads of people telling you all the time, and I love you, and hugging you and around you, it's probably pretty easy through that to say, all right, I'm going to dole out, if you will. I'm air quoting dole out, like hand out I love yous to everyone. But yeah, if you're a person who hadn't heard it a lot, even though you're this 4-year-old and it's just like beaming out of you, eventually you get trained into how to behave. Behaviors and beliefs. Who should Kim be?
Oh, it happens so quick. And there was a moment as I was growing up and having children of my own that I did realize I personally didn't get a whole lot of I love yous or even love yous growing up. And I personally struggled to even say love you to my children. And they literally helped that aspect of myself to express the word love. Like I felt inside unconditional love, but I could not express it out verbally. And they were the ones who helped get that out.
Wonderful.
And I'd be curious to hear other people's stories. So if you're listening to this, whether it's on Facebook, whether it's on YouTube, wherever it is, there's always a spot where you can make a comment. I would love to hear some of your experiences, like when you're growing up, were you told I love you? Were you told love you? And what do you do now as an adult?
Yeah.
Is it easy to say I love you? Not.
Yeah. It's just something really interesting to just remember, recall. I was just going back in my head to when I was a little kid, and you know, the thing, Kim, that I've come up with is just like go back into that childhood experience is I knew I was loved. There's love all around. It wasn't
yes.
like overwhelming. It was in the sense of like, I didn't grow up in a like, you know, I love you or love you household that was like all the time. It was kind of like, of course I love you. You yeah. know I love you. And I did know that I was loved. I didn't always, though, experience like an expression of it, as you called, where there was lots of like, come here, give me a hug. I love you so much. It was there, but it was the actual expression of it, as I recall it, was kind of minimal, if you will. Like it yeah. was there when say someone like, say my mom or dad realized, you know, our child is having a hard time. She needs something. I think I have to remind her she's loved. It came up kind yep. of in that kind of a situation.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So then it goes to the extreme. Okay. Oh, my goodness. This is. So then some people would view that as trauma-based. I was not loved. Nobody loved me. Even though your parents probably truly did absolutely love you, they just didn't say it out loud. And then some people are taking these things to the extreme and they'll go the opposite way. So their children, they're almost smothering them.
Yeah.
And it gets to be where they're like, oh, I love them. I have to protect them. Oh, I love you. I love you. I love you. And like almost too much in that person's energy where the person doesn't know how to then love themselves either.
Yeah.
So you're creating the same type of problem just in a different format.
Yeah. And the thing that I'd like to share yet, Kim, I that is so true. It's like, you know, whether it's a lack of love, if you will, or an over enmeshment of love,
yeah.
you know, where there isn't a separation, say, between a parent and a child, where that's how much love has been put on that they've actually kind of enmeshed and come together. Yep, those are like the extremes of an experience. But in that like scale there that we just highlighted or shared, what came to me, Kim, is that I had heard a few weeks ago that there is nothing called unconditional love, really, really, when you go at it. There's love. Mm-hmm. And it's how, on that scale, I've used the word earlier, dole it out to people or dish it out to people.
Yeah.
So when you said about kids, when you said about kids who didn't feel loved, and parents who probably did love them and just couldn't express it, deep, deep, deep in their heart. A parent loves almost all parents, I would say. There's probably an occasional where one doesn't, but almost all parents do love their children. It's how much of that is being shown. I see like a circle, okay, and the circle getting really, 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 really tiny for those who have the love in their heart, but they have zero capacity to express it. And then I see this circle get really, you know, increase as someone's able to express and share it with another person. It's like as if you see a dot, like in the heart, it's growing, contracting, or expanding.
Yes.
Love doesn't change how it's expressed or shared or how we're trained to do that or whatever is what changes.
And there is love doesn't contain, I use the word judgment a lot. Love does not contain judgment. So as that was going in and going out, that expansion of the word love, the feeling of the word love, as you were saying that, all I could get was all in there is just love. There's no other, there's nothing else than just love. So why are you trying to twist it? Why are you trying to spin it around like, oh, this person really doesn't love me because they didn't say, I love you. Like, yeah, time to reevaluate yourself on that one.
Yeah, some reflection on our experiences with it. What belief we're saying it is. It was this. Oh, are you sure?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's something to go in with a lightness of heart. You know, keep your mind from being too serious. So a lightness of mind. And, you know, just look at it and come at it from different angles and playful. Kim, you're like so good at doing that. You've got that process of looking at things from different perspectives and just being so curious about it. Like you've got it mastered. You were earlier this week talking about something else, but it would apply here in this process of assigning it color. You know, right? So then what color is it and what does it look like? And maybe what does it, you know, tactile? What's the feel when you touch, you know, the love? So in that regard, just like some little kid who didn't feel loved, you know, the love when they look at it might feel really feely, cold, dark, you know, small. Yeah. Someone who has loved a lot, it's just like, it's this golden, you know, almost white on the edge, like hearing angels sing.
Yeah. Oh, talking about laughter. Sorry to change the subject. Yesterday was all about laughing.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, I did not utilize that skill as often as I should because my cheeks do not hurt today. I'm a little judgy towards myself on that one, that I did not follow through. But hey, today's a new day, and I'm going to try and laugh a little bit more, too. So
perfect. Laugh with the love today.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Love, love, love. Yep. Love is in the air.
Take this love all the way through the weekend.
Yeah. Fantastic. Well, thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you so much, Kim.
Thank you, Jill. Thank you, everyone.
All right. Enjoy your weekends. Until next time.